Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll keep taking phone calls on the Lions pass rush. Everybody's got thoughts. Hassan Reddick is someone that they have reached out and inquired about. 248-539-9797. We have the Thursday touchdown coming up at 8:35. Dear John at 9:02. And speaking of getting judgment from John, I shared something and I got some side eye from you. And
I like it when you share things about your life. It gives me a little bit of a window into who you are, what makes you tick.
And I'm not ashamed to say what I said. And I think a lot of people have my back on this. I think you're wrong.
Let's see.
Earlier this month was our cat's birthday.
How old is he?
Six. I was going to try not to laugh.
6 years old.
Got a long life ahead of him.
That's what we think. We're taking good care of him. We did not throw a party with a cake and hats, but we did get him a new little
cat hat on.
Yeah, a little party hat. Around, yeah. Yeah. But we did get him a birthday gift, a new toy to play with, and some treats.
Was it wrapped?
It was not wrapped. Although for Christmas, we have wrapped gifts for him.
Little catnip?
He loves catnip. Yeah, and he'll play around and move. Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
So,
Roomba.
Celebrating your pet's birthday. This is a totally normal, acceptable thing, right?
You can know your cat's birthday, but to actually celebrate it, no. It is not a normal thing.
Heather, you're an animal lover.
I'm an animal lover.
I think...
Sometimes I question that.
Oh, no, I'm an animal lover of all types of animals. Some are tastier than others.
That's my point.
Yes.
But I do love house pets to a certain extent.
You have cats and dogs.
I do. I think it is completely normal. However, I think it has changed, or it changed for me, and maybe it changes for other people as well. Now that I have actual children, real human babies, the dog birthdays and the cat birthdays don't get as much attention as they used to. So I feel like if down the line you guys ever have a kid, Roomba's birthday won't be as significant as it was right now.
Right.
But for Christmas, we always have a little gift for the dogs. The cat, not as much. The dogs
you don't
always
love the cat.
No, we do love the cat, just not as much as the dogs. So the dogs always have like a stuffed toy or whatever they're in, or a bag of treats that are underneath the tree with everyone else's gifts. I mean, I have made my dog a cake before, like a dog cake before I had children.
Right.
And they were my babies.
And this is
babies.
Probably the different perspective that now I have from you. I wouldn't have done this before I had kids, and I'm certainly not taking the time to celebrate a pet's birthday.
You wouldn't bake them a cake, John?
No. Now, they do get, a Gunner does get a bone at Christmas because we always have the prime rib.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give him one of the bones. And so I guess maybe that's his Christmas present. I would do it during the year too. If I get the tomahawk, I'll give him the handle.
Mm-hmm. Pets are part of your family.
Yes.
And they should be celebrated. So, I mean, Stoney went to a birthday party for a dog before. Okay. So like, this is something people do.
People do this, John.
Somebody sent out an invitation.
And it literally was a dog party.
RSVP. Our cat doesn't like other cats, so we wouldn't do that.
I'm not celebrating my dog's birthday. Again, you can mark the moment by today is the birthday. I'm not getting a cat.
What about just like a treat?
We've gotten him a cat tree 1 year. Yeah. A floating shelf in one of the other rooms.
A floating shelf.
They love being, in the high places.
In the catio.
He lives a life of luxury over there.
He does. He's a spoiled cat. Not his birthday.
But I'm certainly not going to go celebrate somebody else's pet's birthday.
No, I didn't say that. You didn't get an invite to come over and celebrate
Sixth
birthday.
No, I did not. That would have been epic.
Could you imagine? You would have come in and
I'm
be like, hey.
I'm going to send John an invitation to Roomba's birthday. It would have been unbelievable.
Could you imagine? We had Lions planned and you go, hey, we got to stop everything.
Yeah, we're going over to the Costas.
I got this in the mail.
We're going to
talk about it. Oh, yep. No. 248-539-9797. I think people will have my back that it's a normal thing to celebrate your pet's birthday. It doesn't have to be cats. Dog and cat people can unite on this conversation. But John has cast judgment, and I'd like you guys to weigh in.
So with Sadie, we get her a treat.
Sure.
Or two. Same thing with Christmas. Sadie also has a Christmas stocking.
So do ours.
Does the cat have a Christmas stocking, Jim?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
John, does your dog?
No.
Okay, but also John is the one that told the story of the dog living in the laundry room, right? Like, it wasn't allowed in your room.
Our laundry room is one of our biggest houses
okay,
in our
but
room.
But, like, you don't allow the dog to, like, sleep in your bedroom with
not
you.
Not at all. Gunner sleeps with Jack now.
Okay. Okay. I'm just saying, it seems like you have a little different perspective on dogs in general.
Different dogs have different personalities. Yeah, I've always, in my adult life, I've had more working dogs than pets.
I have a very strong opinion about John and his dog. And I've come to this conclusion just in the last 5 minutes, but I've thought it for a while.
What's that?
I don't think you love your dog.
Well, I love my dog.
I don't think you love the dog the same as... Well, it should.
I don't love it as my dog is like him. I love my kids.
The way you talk about your dog does not vary.
Like I said, my perspective on dogs is when in my younger years, before kids, I would take them hunting... Every Tuesday was our off day in the NFL. And so I would go Tuesday, I'd go Friday afternoon. Sometimes I'd go, we had Victory Monday, I'd go Monday. So they were dogs that I would take hunting with me.
We're going to have a second dog here around Christmas.
I'm excited
Sadie's
for you guys.
Had puppies recently.
Oh.
And we're getting one of them. We're going to have two dogs. This is very crossing a line
which
for
me. Which is so wild coming from you. The fact that you have a dog now is pretty crazy, right? And that you love this dog so much, but now you're going to have two. It's so fun.
So dogs also have different personalities
they
and
do.
Things that they do. So the when we had Dakota was a chewer. So she had to be kenneled when not supervised. And the kennel was in the laundry room. That's why, and again, you've seen our laundry room. Our laundry room was huge.
I get it. But I'm just saying, I think you do have a different perspective on dogs than
there's no question.
But I
do love our dog. I would classify myself as a pet person. I just have a different perspective.
Ticket text pouring in, phone calls on both Lions and pet birthdays. Let's start with Josh in Royal Oak. Josh, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. Hey, guys. Love the show.
I
wanted to weigh in on the pet birthday talk. I'm 25, girlfriend, no kids. You know, she'll get a little treat for the dog on his birthday. I'll let it slide, but I do think it's a little weird, and I think it's even weirder for the cats, I have to be honest with you.
Why the distinction?
You know, I've just never been a cat person. That might be a personal bias, but overall, I have to disagree with the whole birthday for the
pets. Well, I get it.
Josh,
if you're not
we
a cat
all have
person.
Our biases, and I have the same biases that you have.
So I get it if you're not a cat person, but if like you would imagine the way you feel about your dog is how some people would feel about their cat. If you think it's okay to give your dog treats on their birthday or give them a gift, then it would be the same if you had a cat. It's your pet. It's part of your family. Mm-hmm. Ticket texts are split on this. Ticket texter says, celebrating a cat's birthday is like rollerblading. It's cool to some people.
This girl right here. Bring back blading. Come on.
Yes, helmets, elbow pads, knee pads.
I think a Christmas gift or two is acceptable, but I draw the line on birthday gifts for the pets.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird line to draw, but okay.
Well, I mean, you've got so many dates to remember. How are you even really going to remember your dog's birthday? Well,
mine's easy to remember.
Is it yours?
No, September 11th.
Oh.
Josie was born. Born.
She entered this world.
Yes.
Every April 7th, my wife gets our dog a little doggy cupcake and puts a candle in it.
Yeah.
I completely side-eye her every time she does it. She also wraps the dog's Christmas presents, and yes, I side-eye as well. Mm-hmm. So my wife agrees with cookies, and I agree with the man, John. Drew in a car. Oh, we're doing that bit.
Let's see where we're going here.
Let's get to Mike in Belleville. You're on 97.1. Take it wherever you want.
Hey, John, how are you guys?
Good.
John, you could probably answer this question better, but is it a chance that the defensive line can get better without, I'm not saying the defense in a whole, but without Hutch there, it's kind of like when you're playing Madden and you're playing with cheat codes, you'll never get good at it. But if you take the cheat codes away, you're going to be forced to get better at it. And I hate to bring up next year because I'm still very confident and focused on this year, but is it a chance at the defensive line, they're going to be forced to have to get better without Hutch. So when you bring Hutch back next year, is there a chance that the defensive line is just a lot better having not had that so-called cheat code in there? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like the rest of the defensive line is using Hutch as a crutch. Like, he'll do kind it of, so I don't have to.
You know, and it's almost like you it's subconscious. You don't even realize it's happening, but, I mean, it's there. He's there. He's doing most of the work, whether you like it or not. So is there, you know, I think there's a good chance those guys all get better as a group.
Well,
so when we come back even next year, they're even better.
Mike, it's a good theory, and it's all about development. If Josh Pascal gets more opportunity and is better and has grown with experience because he's getting more time since Aiden Hutchinson's not there, yes, in theory, that is it would work. Levi Onwuzurike playing multiple positions because Aiden Hutchinson isn't there. Now it makes him a better player. Yes, that is could be a side effect of Aiden Hutchinson not being there this year.
Second round pick, Levi Onwuzurike. Second round pick, Josh Pascal. Mm-hmm. They drafted them. They've been in the system. They've been here a couple years.
And patient.
And they're going to need to play better.
Oh, they're going to have to raise their level of play. So if they raise their level of play, like Mike was saying, yes, next year the defensive line should be better. And you would hope that they would be able to do that with Aiden Hutchinson. But yeah, sometimes there are, you know, you're not put in that position, so you're not forced to get outside your comfort zone and do something better.
Ticket Texter says, do you dress your pets up for Halloween?
Oh,
no. No way. Not John.
Oh, no. No, I don't think they were asking me that question.
We give them like a Halloween bandana. I've never put a costume, but like we have a lion's bandana they'll wear now, and then we have like a Halloween bandana we'll throw on them.
We do not. A cat is not going to let you put all this, like a costume on a cat.
Right, because they're jerks.
Because they're not jerks, John.
They are, but that's what makes them so great.
That makes no sense.
It does, if you have one.
Pet birthday parties, Hassan Riddick, only us. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel wants to give you a chance every Thursday night to win big, and they are doing it with FanDuel Squares. Who doesn't love FanDuel Squares for the Super Bowl? It's the same Super Bowl squares that you've always known, only way better. That's because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself, and you can pick as many as you like. You're going to get to see the odds beforehand, and you can even bet them live during the game. Who doesn't love that? What are you waiting for? FanDuel, visit FanDuel.com/Jansen and bet on squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can bet $5. And if you win, you're going to get $300 in bonus bets. That's a $5 bet. All you got to do is win, and you're going to get $300 in bonus bets. You must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I felt some judgment from John. I shared with him, confided in him. Not ashamed to admit. Celebrated our cat's birthday this month.
Hey, you do you. And if you've got the time, the effort, the energy to celebrate a cat birthday, then go for it.
And I have called upon pet owners. We don't need to do cats versus dogs. Pet owners, you celebrate your pet's birthday, right? Now, I didn't bake a cake, but if you did it, I'll stand with you. We got him a gift, a little toy. He's gotten cat treats, all this stuff in the past. 248-539-9797. We also have ticket texts and phone calls on the Lions. We've been mixing that in all week, and the latest is Hassan Riddick. The Lions have asked about him. They're doing their due diligence. What do you make of his potential fit? Some ticket texters. My dog leaves me presents every morning. Tim in Royal Oak.
Sounds like you might need to let him out later before you go to bed.
Lots of people celebrate pets' birthdays. It doesn't mean it's normal. Pets are not people. They are animals.
Yes.
Strike three for cookies. A cat birthday is ridiculous. John is right. Dave in Clarkston.
Okay. I like animals more than I like most people. So I don't mind celebrating them.
Thank you. Would have appreciated more of this defense 20 minutes ago. But
all due respect to that text. Bronners and not being to Canada ever. This
those are much
this
worse.
This does not rival that. Foul.
John loves his dog like John loves his dog like a dog. He doesn't pretend his dog is a child.
Right. Yeah, it's not a person. They may understand what I tell them to do. Sit, go outside, get in your bed, chase that duck. But they don't we don't have conversations.
We don't throw our dog a birthday party, but we do buy him a dog cupcake and a toy on his birthday. So some people are
go
are
get down. A little pup cup?
Yeah, they do that, right?
Pup cup. Is that what you get at the coffee shop?
Yeah, you get a little pup cup.
Yeah, they'll do that.
What's in a pup cup?
Like basically like ice cream or like vanilla ice cream or whipped cream. Oh, maybe it's nothing.
Order
it's
just a pup cup little... for myself. Sounds good.
It's just like, a little.
Like I said earlier, the whole treat thing, you acknowledge it, but the pet doesn't know it's its birthday.
Correct,
I have a huge, and that's a huge line for me. Like, if you celebrate something for something.
Hold on. Does your one-year-old know it's their birthday? You still celebrate your one-year-old's birthday.
They get that, cake and they start shoving it in their face. They know.
Yeah, yeah. And you train the kids to know that, and they eventually understand it.
I do think you're right. They really don't know the one-year-old, but whatever. They know, but they don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't know.
No. Nor will they remember.
No, they're not going to remember it either.
I mean, think about this. Like, going to the extreme, like you bark in the park on their birthday. Hey, Sadie, here's your two tickets to park at the park.
Yeah. It's a great gift.
People are obsessed with their dogs.
Have you ever thought about that with the whole cat thing? Is the fact they don't do cats at the park.
You can't.
Cats at the Copa.
Yeah, cats are kind of more independent than dogs. Dogs, you just kind of, they're...
Because they're jerks.
You can't even drive them there, though.
Cats, you're saying? They don't
cats
like car rides.
The car.
I know. Trust me. I know.
Yeah.
But dogs are dumb. I mean, they'll just follow along wherever you want them to go.
Going back to, I could train a dog to go get a duck. I can't train a cat to do anything. So don't tell me that they're smarter.
You can train them to do some things.
Like
pee in the toilet. I have seen a cat that somebody has trained it, like their litter box, but they use a toilet.
Huh.
You can train them to do things, not the things you'd like them to do.
But you brought up the, you know, you celebrate a one-year-old's birthday and they don't know it's their birthday. You're right. You're celebrating it more for the parents.
Sure. Isn't that what this is?
Yeah.
Isn't this what this is? You're celebrating, but basically for yourself that you're happy that you have this pet in your life, right?
Want to give it some love.
Yeah.
And attention.
Attention.
Appreciation. Again, you're treating it like you're giving him human qualities.
You know what? They're only around for a short time. You better give them some love.
Right.
They bring you joy.
Part of the family, John. I'm not saying they're kids. I've never made the case.
I'm not saying that they're not.
I don't ever refer to myself as like a cat dad, or we don't. Kelsey's not a cat mom. No, we don't do that. Yeah,
they're not
kids
humans, and
different.
I'm not going to treat them like a human.
Okay. Let's get to Jim in Wolverine Lake. You're on 97.1.
This may be the best topic since how to cut your grilled cheese. Man, this is good stuff.
How do you cut your grilled cheese?
My wife does it, and she does four triangles, so they don't have to eat the crust, and we don't cut it off. Mm. But this is great, John. You do that comment, you right up until Jim does like a tatio or a pink shirt or goes to the bathroom in the bottom half of an inning. And I'm not even on Twitch, but I can see your irritation on the rise. It's awesome. But I have two dogs. We celebrate their birthdays. We don't celebrate the cats, though, so I don't know what that means. And we just remember them, so I think it's normal. You do it because you love them. They are part of your family.
Yeah. Jim, your phone's breaking up a little bit, but I think we made out most of that. Yeah.
Celebrate the dogs, not the cats.
Yeah, which, whatever. Yeah. Wanted a unified ticket today, but apparently dogs are being treated as superior.
Yes.
And John does have some epic facial expressions during these moments.
Oh, yeah.
I can confirm that.
Go,
people watch on Twitch.
Here. See you. Yeah, last one. Now I want a grilled cheese. Me too.
Let's get to Wes in Lake Orion. He's got some football thoughts. He's on 97.1. What's up, Wes?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day out here right now. But,
looks like it.
Reason I called it was about bread. I don't want to be, you probably know a lot more than I do about it, but the deal with Reddick, you mentioned earlier that there are two people, I believe you said, on the Lions staff that had experience with him earlier. And if that's true, then if they're doing their due diligence, they've already checked out the character fit because they've got two inside people that know his character. So if they're going ahead with it, then I think the idea of him being a fit with the Lions is already settled, and now it's a matter of what's it take.
Well, I know there's a history with Trey Hendrickson and this staff. I don't know. I'd have to go through the backgrounds of all the coaches to find out if there's anybody that has been with the Eagles.
We had a texter who said there's someone in the player development personnel side that was in Arizona that did cross paths with him. Again, it's been a few years, and we didn't fact check that, but sure. If they bring him in, John, it is fair to say that they did some level of vetting.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to bring anybody in that they haven't completely checked out.
Do you think they will give him a contract extension?
Standard across the NFL.
Because I would be leery, and again, I guess I would default and trust whatever they decided to do, but I would be very leery about giving him a contract extension, which I know has been the hang-up.
Yeah, I'm not willing to do that. No, if that's part of the deal, it's a deal-breaker.
I feel the same way. If he wants to come and be a mercenary and play on this team, and good for him is good for the team, go play your ass off and then be a true free agent. And maybe the Lions are open to bringing him back, but he hits free agency as the premier pass rusher who helped the Lions back on track to a Super Bowl. It'd be a great spot to be in, and he would get paid.
Well, you could also tell him, hey, this is an audition.
Yeah.
All right, now the guys that we've re-upped during the season, Lee McNeil, we drafted him, developed him, and signed him. David Montgomery was a guy that they did bring in free agency, and they just upped him in the middle of the season. So it's not like they're opposed to doing it in the season. So they could show to Hassan Reddick, we will renegotiate contracts during the season, but what we need to see from you, this is an audition. And once we figure out if you are a fit long-term, we know you could be a fit short-term because we have a need. If you're a fit long-term, then prove it.
Ticket text coming in, 248-539-9797. It says, next time Cookies is sick, can he say, I'm Catman.
Yep.
Ticket texter says, John, cats have the highest hunting success rate of predators, not dogs.
Yeah, if you want to eat a mouse or a little Tweety bird.
But you're not at all impressed about, like, you're a hunter. Like, the fact that they can...
Is a cat going to take down a goose or a duck?
So I'm wondering what
about a rabbit? A rabbit or a squirrel? Is that impressive?
Are they counting lions in the cat family? Because that's going to increase
the percentage. Okay, yeah. I'd like to see Cookies with a lion in the house. That'd be great. Be good for the catio.
You think so? This one says, I have a farm. I celebrate our cattle's birthday with a rifle when they're old enough.
Aww.
There you go. Happy birthday.
My wife wanted to celebrate...
Steak for me!
My wife wanted to celebrate Mother's Day with our cats before we had children. It was a hard no for me, signed Ron on the ticket text.
Celebrating like you're the cat mom? You're not actually the cat mom.
I have written Mother's Day cards as my dogs to my wife.
You know what? I have gotten cards as well from the dogs.
Come on,
I did it
Colin.
Left-handed, no. So it'd be come all on, like screwly and weird.
Yeah, they don't know how to write their letters. I mean,
come on, Colin.
For my birthday, like not necessarily from them, but signed from them, like a note from him.
Did he trace their dog paw?
No, there was no paw stamp, but definitely their name. And yeah, they normally get like the J's backwards because they're dogs.
Oh, come on, Colin.
Is this a short man thing?
Oh. Are you calling Greg short too? Is that
well, Greg? Yeah, I mean, yeah,
how tall are
Greg,
you?
5'7".
You're 5'7"?
Wow, the shock that you're displaying.
Well, I'm taller than him, so that surprises me because I don't feel like I'm taller than you. But technically, I am.
Yes.
Anyway,
did you get awkward for anybody else? That was an awkward moment there. All right, we're going to take more phone calls, more ticket texts. We got to get to Heather's news. And yes, the Thursday touchdown, the biggest storylines in football. It's 97.1.
All right, you guys, let's see. I want to share with you this really cool story. I was just talking to Dr. Berkowitz from Michigan Hair Restoration, and he was talking to me about this wedding that he was at. He, you know, raved about the wedding, said it was really nice. But what was really cool is that one of his patients came up to him so excited to introduce Dr. B to his fiance. And he continued on to say that it was his hair restoration treatment with Dr. B that ultimately changed his life, and that it was because of his newfound confidence that he was able to go online and meet her. And then a little while later at that exact same wedding, another one of Dr. B's patients came up to him with almost the exact same story, but they were already married. And this patient was excited to introduce Dr. B to his wife, who he says he wouldn't have met if he didn't go to see Dr. B. How cool is that? And you guys, your life is waiting for you on the other side of your hair loss treatment. With a full head of hair that you could run your hands through, who knows what you'll have the confidence to do. So go to MichiganHairRestoration.com today and schedule your consult with Dr. B. That's MichiganHairRestoration.com.
We got the Thursday touchdown. We'll do that at 8:50 today. Six football questions plus an extra point. Sometimes we go for two. Enough is enough. Michigan State's athletic director in the Detroit News today says, enough is enough, John. And I'm with him. So here's the deal. Michigan State's going to play a night game, primetime, against Iowa on Saturday. That's great. It's NBC, national TV. Who could complain? The very next week, they're going to play another night game. Big Ten Network, not the same platform, against Michigan. And it will be five straight night games for Michigan State.
Wow.
It'll be six of their first eight games played at night. Enough is enough. To me, the night game is a pedestal. It's a special once or twice a year for a marquee matchup, spotlight, under the lights, all day buildup. College football, Michigan State fans should want some of their day games. 3:30 kicks and noon kicks and the get up early in the tailgate. I'm with Alan Haller. Enough is enough. They need to stop playing exclusively night games. They're going to play more night games than any other time this season. They'll play seven when all is said and done. Are you with them?
I'm definitely with them. I don't like night games to begin with. I understand the point of having them, and I understand the value in having them, and because when you are on a national broadcast, it's coast to coast. It's north to south. Everybody gets a chance to see your program. You feature your coach. You feature your athletes. The commercials are all about the Big Ten and about Michigan State or whoever they're playing.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to do it. But five in a row, seven out of 12 games are going to be played at night. It's just way too much.
So the Big Ten limits you to five, but Michigan State's opener doesn't count towards that. And then the Boston College game and the non-con doesn't count towards it. So they're going to be maxed out plus two. I mean, John, for Michigan, they played the night game against Washington.
Yeah.
How many other night games does Michigan have this season? They played Fresno.
Well, they had Fresno, and then they'll have Michigan State.
Yeah, so three.
That'll be it, yeah.
Right. That feels a little more...
It feels like one too many. It feels like three too many. But I get it. I just... preparing for a night game, whether it's as you know, working it or tailgating for it, it gets done so late. And I think that's the bigger issue, is that if you, when you play a 7:30 or 8 o'clock game, it carries over into Sunday because the game doesn't get over until 11 o'clock. No, you don't get a chance to tailgate. Most people don't tailgate after a night game. And so then it's just battling traffic. You don't get home until midnight, 1 o'clock, depending on how far away you live. And then it carries over into Sunday. You have five of those in a row. Now, not all of them are at home, but you have five of those in a row, and you're just like, really? Like, it's exhausting.
Alan Haller said, you've got people coming from 4-hour radius. It could be a very, very long day. It's a challenge. He said, we've had conversations with the Big Ten Conference and the office about it. People wonder how much input I have. I want to be very clear. I don't have much, if any. Then he later said, if at some point, enough is enough. He said, I'm a fan. I like primetime games. I'm a fan. But a lot goes into this, especially the night games.
Yeah. Well, especially if you are coming from a ways away. And you may pick out one of those night games and say, you know what? We're going to make this a trip. We're going to get a hotel room. Because if you get a hotel room in a college town on a football weekend, you're paying a premium.
Don't they make you do multiple nights too?
Oh yeah, it's a minimum. A lot of times they're going three nights day, even though you only want to be there Friday, maybe Saturday night.
So one night maybe is really all you want. Yeah.
And you know, even if you could find one that's just a minimum two nights day, the one night, you know, both nights it's an astronomical number. And so it becomes very expensive and it comes cost prohibitive.
248-539-9797. If you're a Spartan fan, we can collect some ticket texts on this. The question is, are you sick of all these night games? As cool as a night game is, it kind of loses the cool factor when it's every single week for your program. And some of them are national TV, like NBC this week. Some of them are BTN. Like, what's the win if I'm Michigan State playing on BTN at night? I'm not getting any additional exposure. Well, like the Michigan State game.
It's because it's Michigan State. You're going to get additional exposure because it's a rivalry, because it always gets eyeballs.
My point is, if that was a 3:30 game, though, it would still get beyond Big Ten network, same distribution. Locally, it's still going to have the same level of interest, whether they play the game at noon or 7 or 3:30. So what's the win for MSU playing that game branding-wise
on BTN? It's not a win for either one.
Right.
Trust me, being on BTN is not a win for anyone.
Right. But it's also the reality. That's the thing, too. If the program was really good, I'm not trying to take a shot at Michigan or Michigan State here, but if the programs were good, it would make more sense to me.
Yeah, you might have a chance for Big Noon.
Right.
But no, you're gonna be stuck on BTN at 7:30 at night.
Anyway, we'll get to the Thursday touchdown, but first, Heather's news.
So some craft beers from two Michigan breweries won medals at the 2024 Great American Beer Festival competition. The Wobbly Traveler from St. Joseph-based Silver Harbor Brewing Company took home a gold medal in the Scotch Ale category. It's the only Michigan beer to win a gold medal this year. They say it is packed with caramel malts and roasted barley, giving it a sweet malty character and a hint of raisin. So there you have that. And then Bourbon Maple Wishes and Pecan Dreams, which is a bourbon barreled aged porter from Oddside Ales in Grand Haven, won a silver medal in the experimental beer category. Oh. It's brewed with real maple syrup and pecans to give it a sweet yet nutty note to complement the chocolate, vanilla, and oak notes.
It's a lot going on, but it all sounds good.
Yeah.
Does it?
You don't like any of that?
Oh, it sounds all right.
Chocolate and nutty and... You don't like that?
All right. Not particularly.
Anyway, just as the NHL and NBA seasons get underway, Bally Sports Detroit is set to become FanDuel Sports Network. So Diamond Sports Group, they're the owner of Bally Sports, is set to sell the naming rights to FanDuel Sports Network in this brand new deal. It's going to happen. You're going to see the change in name soon. They said at some point next week you could see this. But that's pretty much what you're going to see. Everything else, really, there's going to be no changes to you as a viewer, as a customer. So it's basically going to switch over and that's it. You are going to notice like some new color themes, some new, you know, logos and things like that. You might also see some more sports betting ads because FanDuel is such a huge name in the sports gambling game. So you'll see that. Everything else will be the same. You can still view your sports the same way you were viewing them prior to this switch.
Yeah, so the same on-air people at the desks and calling the games. Yes. All of that stays the same. Bally, for the record, is and was a casino, so you already did have a gambling name on this. It's just maybe a bigger gambling name now.
Yep. Liam Payne's sudden death is sending shockwaves around the world. Celebrities, all sorts of celebrities, Charlie Puth to Paris Hilton to Shawn Mendes and Flava Flav, they're all posting condolences and just how shocked they are. He was only 31 years old. He died Wednesday after falling from his hotel balcony in Argentina. Everything is still under investigation, right?
Well, because you want to know, like, were there drugs in the system? Did he want to, or did he accidentally, or did someone else?
There is going to be an autopsy from what I read. It does sound like the manager at the hotel called because they were very concerned for his safety. The manager told police that there was somebody acting aggressively, destroying the room, saying that it appeared this person was under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Does he know that for sure? No. But from what he was seeing, it talked about when there was a quote, I believe, I'm not quoting it because I don't have it in front of me, but about like when this person is conscious, he's destroying everything. So it made it seem like, was he passed out for a while and then awake? And so was this just a complete accident because he was intoxicated? Or was this something he chose to do on purpose? We may never know that answer, but hopefully an autopsy can shed some light on that detail. Let's see. Erin Andrews and Carissa Thompson have some advice for men. So listen up if you're single on how they should act when they're in a relationship or at least in the beginning of a relationship. So on their Calm Down podcast, they answered a question from a listener who said they met a guy who said that he was attracted to me but completely ignores me. So this listener wanted some advice. And they basically said that tactic of ignoring you doesn't fly with either of them.
Effort goes a long way.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I think most women like to be pursued,
sure,
right? Like, we want to see that you are into us, right? Like,
yeah. But how can you be attracted to someone and then ignore them?
Well, because, you know, like, and I agree, like, maybe it's something you do when you're younger. It's like, well, I don't want them to really know how into them I are. So I'll wait for a while before I respond to a text, or I'll give it a few days before I call you or whatever it is. So. Yeah, if you like a person, you like them.
Sure,
make a move.
But then if the dude pursues, now all of a sudden, oh, well, he's too aggressive. He calls me every day.
Case by case.
Yeah.
But I think the rule of thumb is to show interest and put out effort. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. It's Heather with the news. We've got Dear John coming up at 9:02. Thursday Touchdown is next. It's 97.1.
You've heard me talk about injury attorney David Femininio for some time. Now, just listen to some of the results that David and his team have been able to get for injured clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another, $11.5 million for an individual client. You need an attorney that will fight relentlessly for you, and you can call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.